It is a Thursday. It's crunch time. Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We gave away the tickets. We have more stuff to give away. Let's get to this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Anybody got anything? After that Jeter beard comment, I'm not sure I want to engage Nick anymore.
The beard thing was a week ago. I want him to grow a man bun now.
Oh, God.
All right.
Odell
Beckham Jr. just signed a massive deal with Nike on Monday and then spent all day hanging out with rapper Iggy Azalea and none other than Johnny Football. He did all of this and then did not report to the Giants' voluntary practices this week. That means OBJ was MIA for NYG's OTAs. Odell missing optional practices for working out to hang with celebs is a big deal, little deal, or no deal.
It's a big deal and a punchable deal.
Oh, all right. Another team beginning their OTAs are the Carolina Panthers, who after a poor 2016 are hoping that adding star wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin, except Benjamin looks rather round, and according to head coach Ron Rivera, showed up a little heavy. There's pictures even comparing Benjamin with pads to his new doughy physique, and he looks bigger without the pads on. So I asked, Benjamin showing up to Panthers mini camp looking anything but mini is a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
It's all about the Benjamins and the Twinkies and the donuts, apparently. I'm going to say, because it's still May, I'm going to call it a little deal, pun intended. But if he comes back and is still this big, then it's a big deal in July.
In a very in-depth piece by Seth Wickersham at ESPN, he wrote about Richard Sherman and his inability to let go. Spent a lot of time last season still talking about the decision to pass rather than run at the goal line of Super Bowl 49 that was 2 years ago, and still continues to criticize the offensive coordinators for passing instead of running at the goal line. His thought process behind all this is that the Hawks should have won Super Bowls by now, and their window is starting to close quickly. Sherman still not letting the decision to pass instead of run in Super Bowl 49 is a big, little, or no deal.
It's more childish and ridiculous than it is impactful, but this stuff does have a tendency to fester. So if something happens that doesn't go his way, it could be the kind of start of a blow up. So I'm not going to say it's no deal. It's not a big deal. It is May, so I'm going to give it a little deal.
Sticking with football, Alphon Sports released their preseason all Pac-12 teams today, and the Ducks lead the way with 12 players making the first through third teams. On their first team include Royce Freeman, Tyrell Crosby, Charles Nelson, and on offense, and then on defense, Troy Dye. The Ducks being loaded up with preseason all Pac-12 players is a big, little, or no deal.
Well, to reasonable people, it doesn't mean much, but I'm going to take this from the point of view of a lot of Duck fans around here, because they like reasons to get excited, and they have some justifiable ones with the new coaching staff, which has kind of lit a fire. So I'm going to call it a, man, I kind of want a tweener, but I got to pick one.
Yep.
I'm going to say what it is. It's a little deal.
Okay.
It's not no deal. It's a little deal.
With all the hype that's been building since last June, the Cavs are one win away tonight from completing the trilogy of Warriors-Cavs in the finals. If the Cavs do win tonight, we get a full week off from the NBA playoffs before they begin on June 1st. That would mean 10 days rest for the Warriors since their sweep of the Spurs, and the Warriors haven't had more than 7 days off all season, or all postseason, that is. So 10 days off before taking off the Cavs, is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Because we've seen teams come back with a little bit of rust after a long layoff, it's not a big deal, because once it's through the first game, whatever the residual effects were is gone. So I'm going to call it a little deal.
The last one. The Mariners won on the road against the Nats, and they avoided some sad history. They have scored exactly one run in five consecutive games, being outscored 5-41. That is until Nelson Cruz hit a three-run home run, and the bullpen actually held on to get the win. Also ending a sad streak were the Giants, who had hit 19 consecutive solo home runs. That streak ended last
Whoa.
Night. Yeah, when Mac Williamson hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning against the Cubs' Wade Davis, who at that point had a 0.00 ERA. With both of these sad streaks coming to a close, is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
That's they're streaks. They're not definitive, so I'm going to call it a little deal, because numerically they're at least interesting. So there you go. And that wraps the lightning round.